Oh, well, this is a book that I managed to finish a couple of weeks ago. It's actually an Irish writer, and it's a new crime novel. It's called April in Spain. Author's name is John Banville. And, yeah, I finished this a couple of weeks ago, and it is a sensational crime novel. The way I could describe this is, if you're someone who, rather than reading the really fast-paced American-type crime novels, there are a number of very, very good authors that do these extraordinarily fast-paced novels with, you know, action on every page kind of thing. If you're someone who enjoys a slightly older-fashioned crime novel where the pace of the book starts off slowly and then it builds to a crescendo, a bit like having the pot on the oven and it's on the slow boil.
Yeah. You know,
bring to the boil slowly, to use a cooking terminology. Well, this is John Banville's new book, is that kind of crime novel. It's set partly in Spain, partly in Ireland. Small cast of characters, but he crafts a fantastic novel with these characters that just spring off the page at you, and you really get a feel for them. And this is a story about a couple who go to northern Spain for a spring holiday. So it's set in the northern spring, so in April. And while they are there, the husband sees someone who he's sure he has seen at home in Dublin, who had been officially declared dead. Now, I should mention briefly that this chap is the state pathologist in Dublin. Quirk, the pathologist, he's seen this younger woman close to their hotel, and he's sure that he knows her, but he can't work out why. He actually goes and tracks this lady down and says to her, "I know you." She vehemently denies it.
Yeah.
He's convinced. Anyway, he is a recovering alcoholic, and who has an estranged, a deeply estranged relationship with his daughter, which he's trying to patch up.
Okay.
And he contacts the daughter because he knows the daughter knew this woman, and speaks to the daughter, and this starts a little seed in the daughter. She, this lady who is now in Spain, who's officially dead, Quirk's daughter regarded her as one of her few close friends. So one thing leads to the other. She goes to see one of the senior policemen in Dublin, who he has reasons for questioning the original verdict or coroner's decision with regarding to the death of this woman. So he tells her to go to Spain along with one of his senior detectives, who he packs off as, loosely speaking, a bodyguard.
Yeah.
And the said bodyguard is the central character from John Banville's previous novel. So you've got this detective inspector, St. John Strafford, who he makes another appearance in another Banville novel, but the two novels are completely separate, so you don't need to have read the previous book before this one.
A crossover episode.
yeah. Anyway, it all comes together. Banville has crafted a very clever novel with three main threads, and I probably won't go into any more detail, but all of those three threads come together phenomenally well in the last three chapters. And it, in some respects, the book doesn't have a happy ending. One of the good persons in the story dies. One of the baddies dies. Two of the other central baddies get their comeuppance.
There it is.
this plot goes the reason this lady has escaped to Spain was organised to keep her quiet. And then when she bobs up and is recognised, there are powers that be back in Ireland who need to have her dead. So they send an assassin down.
Wow.
And St. John Strafford is sent down to protect Quirk's daughter because his boss has an inkling that other people are at work here and that there may be something very nasty afoot.
Okay, don't give any more away.
Suffice to say that it is a superb crime novel. Wonderful, wonderful characters. He creates the setting of both the corridors of power in Dublin and this holiday resort on the Bay of Biscay, north coast of Spain, superbly well. And it all comes together, and it is a really, really good read. He's an author who's won a Booker Prize, so as he knows how to write. And this story is of the highest quality, and just fantastic characters, great plot, and just beautiful use of the English language. It's a really good read.
Right, John Banville, April in Spain. Tim Gott, thank you for your version of Book of the Week.
No worries, Lee. Thanks for having me on.